Welcome to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is learning B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeich Refan Yerziv Ha'gon, B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us, Dam Hanitas V'Sha'al HaSakin, blood which spurted out of the animal and fell into the wall, or blood that's still on the knife, Chayv L'Chasos, that requires Kisoy. Now, Amar Yehudu just clarifies, he's not arguing, he's clarifying, Amasai, when is this? B'zman She'ain Sham Dam, Elohu, that's if that's the only blood that's here. Maybe the other blood got drained away, or perhaps it was a bird that had very little blood, and all there was just a little bit on the wall or a little bit on the knife, so then it requires kisui. Aval yesham dam shaloihu, but if there's other blood that's not it, meaning if there's more blood that's, let's just say, pooled on the floor, pater melchasos, so then the blood that's on the wall or that's on the knife is pater from kisui. In other words, you don't have to do kisui to every single drop of blood that comes out of its chayer oif. The din is just that some blood needs kisui. If the only blood that you have is on the wall or on the knife, so that needs kisui. But if you have other blood, so then not everything needs kisui. Now moving on to Mishnah Zayin, the question is, ba'met mechasin uvama in mechasin, what are we allowed to cover with, and what are we not allowed to cover with? So the pasuk tells us very clearly, v'chisahu be'afar, that it's covered with earth. Now it's not only earth, it's allowed to be other things as well. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, mechasen bezevel hadak, one can cover with thin or fine zevel, which is manure, or b'chol hadak, with fine sand, besid u'becharses, with lime or pottery. Pottery means it's crushed up into like powder, uvelveno of magufa sheksoshan, or the brick or cover of a barrel, which is also made out of earthenware that was crushed up. All these are fair game to be used for kisui adam. Aval ein mechasin, one is not allowed to use the following: loy bezevel hagas, v'loy bechoil hagas, not with thick or coarse zevel or choil, v'loy belevein megufa shaloik sashon, not with a brick or cover of a barrel that was not crushed up, and v'loy yichba alves a kli, one also can't just take a kli and turn it over and cover the blood like that. That's not called covering the blood. You can't just take a big bowl and turn it over on top of the blood and say, look, I covered it. You have to take something like dirt or finely crushed up pottery or sand or something like that, and that's called covering the blood. And lastly, the Mishnah says, "Call Rav Shimon Gamliel." Rav Shimon Gamliel says a general rule: "Davar shemegadlo b'tzmachin mechasen b'ay v'shein megadlo b'tzmachin ein mechasen b'ay." Something that can have plants grow in it. Tzmachim are things that grow. So if you're able to grow something in this substance, then you can use it for kisui adam. If not, not. So offer is dirt, you can grow something in it. Sand and finely crushed up pottery can actually all be used for growing things in them. But the other things that we mentioned are not able to be used for growing things. Therefore, they cannot be used for kisui adam. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.